Sex with an Ex, yikes. We discuss Divorce on HBO Season 2, Episode 5. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Franny. Poor Frances. She's so sad. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Fern Ronay, and we are discussing, of course, Divorce on HBO. We are at Season 2, Episode 5, and Miriam is not with us this week, but she'll be back next week. But luckily, I am joined by these fabulous ladies. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Monique Loveless, and you can follow me on all platforms at Monique.Loveless.
Hi, I'm Katie Foley, and you can follow me everywhere. Just don't stalk me at Katie Did What Now. I feel like you're so far away, Fern.
I know. It feels like the table like got longer from last week.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, over there.
Well, speaking of distance, it seems SJP, I see her as SJP. Like, I can't call her Frances. Frances is like a name that fits her, do you think, in this show?
I know. I always think of her as Carrie. Yeah.
I know. Can't
even as
it.
Sarah SJP, always be like Carrie. And it's like, no, that's Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know.
I think if you just get the idea of Sarah Jessica Parker and who she is out of your head.
Yeah.
And just think of nagging Frances, it actually does make sense.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Chime in real
yes,
quick.
Yeah, please do.
I think because Frances McDormand is having such a moment right now, I kind of see that just because Frances McDormand is such a tough lady.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I kind of see with her name.
Right.
But that's
right,
just
right,
because
right.
She's having such a moment right now, I think.
Right. Yeah, I can't fit. Right. I can't reconcile those two at all. So last week, they were in Ohio. They, you know, she was really there for Robert. They had sex. And all of a sudden, she's telling Dallas now that, you know, it's made things less complicated. And Dallas is like, I guess that's going to be called the Ohio method in her couples counseling now. You know, when does sex ever make things less complicated? But I can kind of see in this, like, I could kind of see if there was no Jackie, how it probably made them closer and, like, they're working together at the birthday party and he's probably more responsible than he's ever been, taking care of things. So it seems like it probably made things better until it didn't make things better. But what did you think when she said that?
Sex never makes things uncomplicated. It does not matter what it is. It never makes things uncomplicated. It always usually complicates things even more.
I think it uncomplicated her feelings because in her little bubble, she didn't know that Jackie existed.
Right.
You know, maybe she started to like obviously start having feelings for Robert again. And so it kind of uncomplicated her feelings towards him because, you know, there was a lot of animosity before. And then when she went to Ohio, it seemed like that was kind of shoved aside.
Yeah. She saw him in like a more tender way.
Yeah.
Where she was always just like so annoyed with him before.
Yeah.
So they pick the cake for Lila's party and we, you know, we see her leave and she's driving and she sees Tom driving. Her teenage son is driving a beautiful red Tesla. She pulls him over like a cop and, He can't say who it is, who it belongs to. He has to say, you have to talk to Dad. So I love the way he handles this. He just walks into the apartment, says, you know, Mom's outside. I got busted driving the Tesla. And Jackie was so cool. She's like, oh, it's my fault. And rightly so, Robert was like, no, it's not your fault. It's Tom's fault. And she wanted to meet Frances in that moment. And rightly so, Robert was like, not right now.
Right.
It's very bad. So Robert and Frances meet downstairs. She wants to know where'd this Tesla come from, and he can't tell her. I mean, he's like a little kid. He's like, well, it's my friend woman's your girlfriend. So he's so embarrassed and nervous, and she's in shock. And you can't tell someone how to feel. You feel what you feel. She feels shocked and hurt, I think obviously hurt. He feels embarrassed and nervous. But your feelings are your feelings, but you can still say, you know, we can say from the outside looking in, do they have a right to feel that way? Like, each of them? What do you think?
I'm not sure. I feel like I knew she was going to feel that way because, of course, as a woman, I do agree that, I mean, you slept with him, so now you're all emotional and stuff like that. So I do kind of see where she's coming from in that instance. Do I agree with how she feels? No, because she shouldn't have slept with somebody that she wanted to divorce so badly.
Right.
I'm really not on Francis's side. So I am rooting for Jackie and Robert. So I just feel as though he had a right to, because that kind of looks bad. This is the first time you're finding out I have a girlfriend, and it's my son driving her car, and he's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as him being a responsible dad, that looks bad. And with mm-hmm. the new girlfriend, that kind of looks bad. So
Yeah. I definitely agree with you. And to piggyback on that notion, I just think, too, it's like Francis has had Robert on this chain for so long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and okay, yeah, you can look at it as like, you know, Robert, he'd almost look like he had like egg on his face. Like he was just mm-hmm. so embarrassed that he didn't tell Francis about Jackie. But honestly, he didn't have to.
Right. He didn't.
She,
she doesn't have any hold on him. They're nothing, you know. Right. She can't expect anything to come of this. Like, she decided to go out to Ohio, you know, on her own mm-hmm. And sleep with him on her own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she has to face the consequences, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah, definitely. I totally agree. But I do think it was kind of like, ooh, this is how she's finding out about the girlfriend, which is terrible because he's not supposed to be driving by himself.
Right.
And he did that, so it kind of complicated the situation little more.
And the thing that struck me about this scene was that he was, you know, Robert said, well, he's grounded here. If you want to be grounded at your place, you can
double
be.
Ground.
Right. Like, it's like, oh, they hadn't established that, you know, I guess people talk about co-parenting. I guess this is an example of co-parenting. You kind of have to agree, like, I'm grounding him, which means you're going to ground him too, right? Like, so they kind of agreed on that, but it seemed like they had never discussed like that situation before. Mm-hmm. If I want to ground him, we have to talk about it. Or
they didn't
have my side,
right? And she said it. She's like, we have rules. He said, no, we don't. Right. No. Like, where did the rules come from? Because we never had rules.
Yeah.
So you know, she had to be like, oh, okay, you're right. We didn't have rules, but
which was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't get crazy in that moment.
Right.
She could have gotten crazy.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, she was feeling some type of way, clearly, when she was like, how long have you been seeing this mm-hmm. person? Mm-hmm. Thinking that he probably wasn't seeing her until after the Ohio situation. Mm-hmm. So, clearly down the line, we see, oh my gosh, the ending was fantastic. But yeah, you can kind of see where she was coming from in her situation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like I said, I'm rooting for Robert. Like,
yeah.
I'm on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there are unwritten rules? Like, if you're only dating someone for a month, you should tell your ex, you know, the mother of your children before you introduce them to their children, your children together. There's kind of like a hard line, unspoken rule, like, wait a couple months, or like, you know, less than 4 weeks is too soon.
I always
for like
said,
reasonable people.
I always said that. I always said that I feel like people should wait, or they should talk about it. Like, if you're co-parenting, you should talk about it before you introduce. But as I see in this episode, it kind of changed my mind because she has kids. Her daughter goes to school with his son.
Right.
So that makes it difficult to be like, hey, I need you, you know, to... It makes it difficult to get them to meet before the kids meet her.
Right.
Because she's coming up. Clearly, she's coming up to the school. She's got to pick up her kids. Right. They're probably talking there or whatever.
The kids are going to meet before Francis meets her.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like now seeing that episode, it was kind of like, oh, wow, but she has kids and they go to the same school. And like, so it would make it kind of difficult.
Yeah.
I think it's totally up to the individuals, you know, and the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watch too much Dateline and I think like everybody's new boyfriend or girlfriend's like a murderer. So I'd be like,
right.
I would be like,
that's hilarious.
You have to like I feel you bring that way. Stranger into my children's home.
I feel like everyone's that's a murderer because I've just been watching too much of the Versace series personally. Like,
oh, I love that.
Everyone's an entrepreneur.
Right.
Well, speaking of, so Francis Googles her, and I'm like, thank God, I am all for Googling people that are prospective people in your life. Did you happen to listen to the podcast Dirty John?
Mm-mm.
If you've listened to it, tweet me. It's about this woman who meets this guy online. He ends up, I'm not spoiling it, but he ends up not being who he says he is. He says he's a doctor. after the first date, you don't Google him and double check, like, see where his office is. It wasn't, it didn't happen in 2001. It happened in, like, 2014, 2015. Use the Google machine. It's there for stalking people. Don't stalk Katie, but it's there for, like, stalking.
It's funny because on
making sure people aren't wanted in three states.
Right. Like, it's funny that you said that because on the last show I was on Total Divas, it was the same. There was the same situation. It was like, you could have Googled him. He was a porn star. Like,
And she just found out. She had no idea. Oh, my God. I can't
you
take it.
You have to Google
people. You have to. You have especially to, if they're not on social media because that seems really appealing at first, but then.
No.
There's a reason why.
Totally wary of people who aren't on social media. What are they hiding? Right. It's very strange.
A lot.
But for fans, it's good to Google someone if you have their last name. If you don't, you're in a bit of a situation because you didn't have her last name. So she's Googling Jackie, Hastings, Jackie, Tesla. Nothing comes up.
Tesla.
So then we see Robbie bring Jackie to Nick and Diane's for dinner. Mm-hmm. A total surprise to Diane. She had no idea. She is such a breakout character in this show. I mean, I loved her last season, but I was like, I think the show was getting its legs last season. She is the star this season, I think. I think she's hilarious.
Oh, Diane?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She is, she's a character.
Yes.
I mean, it's Molly Shannon, so.
She's amazing.
She's definitely a character. It was hilarious. Yeah, she's funny. Yeah.
It was hilarious how.
Even in her opening scene.
Right.
Yes. She's like she's so uncomfortable, but. So hysteric, like so over the top.
Yeah.
I
love how she almost called Jackie the Jackal in front of her. The Jack.
Right.
Yeah. So good.
She's like, you know, come sit down. She's so dramatic. Come sit down, have wine. And they're chatting. She's like, I like your style. And then she runs upstairs like a good girlfriend to call Frances right away. And Frances immediately feels, you know, like it's a hostile friend takeover. But she's, you know, describing her. But she's also, Diane was being a good friend, but she's also not aware enough to downplay Jackie. Jackie's so pretty, and, like, she should just be like, she's cute, instead of, she's got beachy hair.
Yeah,
she did. I mean, but she said it nicely.
Looks, I know.
Yeah, she was trying.
She was trying. It's hard when somebody is pretty to be like, she's not. Like, I wouldn't lie to my friends either. I'd be like, girl, she's cute.
Right.
I mean, she ain't ugly.
Right. Right.
You know, so you have to kind of be honest because when they see them, they, you know.
You have to prepare them. I mean, especially Jackie. She's like so gorgeous.
With her beachy hair.
Her beachy hair.
And that he's wearing a leather jacket and he has something in his hair.
Yes.
And they're like, she calls him Robbie.
Yeah.
So,
and they're really cute together.
Yeah. So Frances is immediately, you know, she just needs to know. Mm-hmm. Diane's like, check your phone in 30 seconds. Diane thinks she's being stealthy. She takes a picture of them. Mm-hmm. It's blurry. But I thought the picture was still enough to, like, I would have still, like, analyzed
zoomed
the blurry
in.
Picture for, like, an hour. See what he's wearing, their body language. I mean.
Right. Zoomed in and seen everything.
But it wasn't enough for Frances. So she goes for a jog.
Well, no, she called Dallas. She called Dallas to go over there.
Didn't she, like, go... Oh, unless I misinterpreted. But I thought she, like, went for a run to, like, have a look and, like, peek in their window.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm not getting enough information. So she called Dallas.
Yeah, she called Dallas after the run.
After the run.
She caught herself being crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's good to catch yourself being crazy. But she, she calls Dallas to say... And she says, Diane sees the good in everyone. So she's hoping Diane was just being nice. Please go over there and tell me something bad. So Dallas... being a good friend, makes up an excuse to deliver, to return Nick's mixing bowl, which he very much wants now because he's cooking. Mm-hmm. She shows up at the house. I love the way the writers have been revealing, like the way they revealed Dallas and Tony and the way they're revealing Dallas and Jackie.
Yeah.
I love it. So I kind of forgot.
I did like that reveal.
I kind of forgot that they knew each other for a second.
Oh.
So that I was kind of shocked when she was
No. I knew it was coming. Oh, yeah. Like, here's
too.
The moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like,
here it goes.
Right. I did say, when are we going to get this moment?
Yeah.
And then I saw it coming. I was like, yes, it's coming.
So Dallas was reasonably horrified because there's a doctor-patient confidentiality and she could get in trouble for, you know, if she doesn't end the relationship now. But Jackie's not horrified at all. Huh. She's like, that's my shrink. I would think she would kind of be like, oh my God, like Robbie's friend knows so much, knows everything about me now.
Well, she knows confidentiality. I think every patient knows confidentiality. Okay. Like, no matter what, you know, when you talk to a therapist, they automatically say that. So, and you watch so much TV, you know that automatically. Like, there's always a confidentiality patient agreement that you, like, know they cannot, no matter what, they cannot say anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to personal.
Yeah.
They can lose their license.
Right.
They can lose everything they have.
Right.
So, I was kind of shocked when she was like, oh yeah, Jackie's my shrink. I was like, oh, she just put that out to everybody. I would have started asking questions like, why you got a shrink? Like, what's going on?
Right.
So that would have been like my first few questions. But you know, we don't usually get the inside.
Right.
We get the aftermath of everything.
Right. From the little experience, though, that we've had with Jackie, she doesn't, fly off the handle.
At all.
With the car. You know, she was so casual about that. You know, with Robert sleeping with Francis. A little psychotic, but also extremely casual. You know, at the end. I know I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
So it didn't surprise me with the shrink that she was unfazed.
Do you think it makes her an interesting character to me, but it makes her, maybe because I'm too emotional, but it makes her not a believable character to me.
Not at all. I don't
agree. Do you know people like that?
Yeah. I know people who would be like, Mo, chill. And I'd be like, how are you chilling right now?
Right. Like, I feel like people tell me to chill, but I'm like, how can you be,
if
I were Jackie's friend, I'd be like, how are you calm? I would be like, oh, shit, what she knows about me.
Right.
Yeah, no. I know people who are just like, yeah, I know people like that. Who are just kind of like, oh.
It's amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a great way to be.
Yeah. But I also feel like she's hiding something.
You do?
I do. Oh. I don't know what it is.
Like a light bulb just went off. Like, I'm like, you're
something.
Right. Something's going to come up.
She's too
That's
cool,
so
girl.
So perceptive.
Cool girls are always hiding something.
Something. Unlike uncool girls like me, like everything's out there. I'm like, oh my God, that's so good. Something's definitely going to come up. Yes. I can't wait.
We'll see. I don't know. I like her. I don't.
And you think she's good for Robert.
Mm-hmm. This is what I feel about her. I feel like she's one of those boss people who are very, she's unapologetic about who she is.
Right.
Yeah.
And with you being unapologetic about who you are, you don't really have much to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, you know, when we get to the ending, like, even though it was kind of weird to have that conversation, it's kind of like, well, I know. So we talked about it. It's not a big deal. We have an open communication. Like, so I get it. Hmm. I don't know. I don't think that she has nothing to hide, but I do feel as though she, there has to be something that may tick her off.
Yeah. What's going to make her?
Yeah.
Like, there may be something that she may be hiding, but I don't know if she's hiding anything. I think there's something that may be like, well, you know, or make him be like, whoa, like, I don't know if that's something that I can deal with. But I feel like she's going to be very open about everything. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was that clip in the preview where she ended up kind of flying off the handle about their kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's something, because she has more of that boss feel to me. Like, she's stable, she's steady, she's very unapologetic for who she is.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way that she lives, because she's probably been, as far as we see, she's a single mother.
Right.
So she's been taking care of her kid. She's like, I don't have any reason to lie to anybody. I don't have any reason to cover up for anybody. Like,
where's her ex-husband? Maybe she killed him.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm so curious.
I've been watching too much Versace.
We'll probably never find out.
I know. Yeah, they'll gloss over it.
Right?
Like let's address it. It feels like they glossed over Frances and Lila.
Yes.
Ending their relationship.
Oh my gosh. Where did they come?
You know,
all
they're like
great.
Holding hands on the ice skating rink.
Why would Lila ever let Frances take photos of her like that?
Yeah.
Frances even said that. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, like I can ever get a photo of that, of like that of Lila, you know? And then they're standing there with their photo shoot and everyone seems comfortable.
Right.
It's very strange.
It is very strange. I feel like they just glossed. Maybe, like that, they did gloss over that. Like, what happened? Like, she just didn't cuss her out in front of everybody, and then she was just okay with it. And then all of a sudden, she doesn't have this mouth or this attitude that she had before.
She actually let her mom hug her in front of all of her friends, which is mortifying for someone who even has a good relationship with their parents, you know, at that age.
Yeah.
And they're holding on to each other on the ice skating rink, going out together. I was like,
what happened?
It just feels... Not that we're criticizing the writers, but it just feels, there feels like a gap. Something wasn't resolved.
Yeah,
we didn't see the resolution.
Yeah, we didn't. That's what I feel. We didn't see a resolution of why Lila is now acting like this.
Right.
Because she had a full-blown attitude and ain't no ground in stopping that.
No.
So
maybe they're just assuming that mothers and daughters and 13-year-olds and mothers just have blow-ups and then they move on. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you curse your kid out in front of the whole school and then you get banned from the pickup station, you might talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So we feel a little cheated. Mm-hmm. So speaking of, well, Dallas has gotten cheated out of a client. So Frances really, you know, when she finds out that this, you know, there's this unethical coincidence, she's lost a client. Frances is like, oh, good, now you can tell me everything. And Dallas, rightly so, is, I can't, you know, legally, professionally, ethically. But also, you shouldn't want, you know, like, do you really want to know? Because she gets...
I love that she asked her that. Yeah. Like, why do you even want to know?
I'm, like, a big believer in Googling prospective people in your life. But I think if you're about to Google an ex, like... Abort mission.
Yes.
Do not do it. It just, I think, sends you on a tailspin of craziness. And Dallas gave a perfect example. Like, the next thing I know, my ex-husband's wife's sister got a kitchen remodel, and I'm like analyzing it on Pinterest.
Right.
You just go and you just go backwards instead of forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she gave her friend to friend good advice. Like, I can't tell you, but I wouldn't tell you anyway because it's not gonna help you, which I think is good advice.
I thought that was a real friend.
Have you ever been caught in the Google tailspin backwards? We all have, and everybody looks happy. Like, even so, when I was single in New York long ago, before Facebook, there was still Google, and I like Googled an ex-boyfriend, and he like took some girl to like a firm Christmas dance, and she had some like ridiculous name, like not Bertha, but I'm making that up, but it was like an old person's name, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
So I was like in a tailspin, like picturing them all happy at like posing in front of the Christmas tree when she might have gotten drunk and like embarrassed him. I don't know, but you just always assume they got the happy ending and you didn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You always assume that the kitchen remodel's gorgeous and they must be doing so well, the whole family, like, you know, you make these assumptions that can make you crazy and don't propel you forward in life.
Right.
We've all been there.
Right. Right. We have.
So I think Dallas was a good friend in that regard.
Yeah,
she really stopped.
Yeah, she was a good friend.
And she was saying, too, it's like shrink or no shrink, you know? Like,
exactly.
Just as a friend, don't do this.
Exactly. Frances is still curious, though. Uh-huh. So she calls Robert and invites Jackie to Lila's party. I think she shouldn't have done that. I think they've only been dating a month. You don't know where it's going to go. You just are so desperate to satisfy your curiosity. You have nothing else going on.
Right.
You're not that interested in Andrew. There's nothing else going on. You're sitting home and assuming that they're like having the best time at his apartment. So I don't think she should have invited her. What do you guys think?
I do think that was, her being nosy. I mean, that was what most women would probably do.
Yeah.
So now she can see her. This is the perfect opportunity to see her and meet her. Even if it wasn't a crazy person and they invited her because it's more like, I want to get to know you because you're around my kids type situation. But in Frances' situation, we know she just wanted to be nosy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was a bad call, because even if it was a good, like, not saying that she's not a good mother, but even if it was like a good mother who really didn't care about her ex and she was just like, hey, I just want to invite her so that I can meet her and see the person that is around my kids, that's the perfect opportunity to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was the wrong circumstances. I understand it was the first circumstances that she could really do that.
Yeah.
But I think kids party. Yeah. Wrong. And bad.
Like, I think so, too. Like, a whole long party. Like, just meet for coffee after school or something.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I know she went.
Oh, hell no. First of all, I'm not meeting her by myself. She needs to be in a crowd of people, because if it doesn't work out, we can be separated. So it's not like awkward. You can go on and kind of distract yourself with something else.
Right. Like, oh, I'm going to get a drink at the bar.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go and set up the candles for the cake or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And you don't have, like, because you never know what happens.
Yeah.
You can have the police showing up and then it's an all out thing and who knows whatever happens. But the thing is like, I thought it was a perfect situation, because if it didn't work out, then you have something to distract you both. Or if it did work out, I mean, that's great, because the kids are always around her.
I think it could have been at, like, one of Nick and Diane's parties, though. I didn't think that it had to be at Lila's birthday. It was really about Lila that day. Right. You know, it's not about airing out your dirty laundry and, you know, like,
being
whatever.
Nosy.
Yeah.
She might say, like, I wasn't being nosy. She's met my kids already, so I have to meet her. Then do it at Nick and Diane's party.
Right.
But then that's a couple's party and you show up by yourself, and then if you show up with somebody else, that's just kind of weird, because now they know your drama, and it's like, you want to bring somebody new into the situation that doesn't really know your drama. You don't want them to see that automatically. So I don't know if that would have, I think it was the perfect situation, because you can't act crazy.
Right, that's so true.
You can't act crazy. It is about Lila, so you can't act crazy. You have to keep your cool together, and you have to keep it together. So first of all, she can't see you're crazy.
Right.
Automatically. And then second of all, it's like, if there is any awkward feeling or tension or anything, then you can always distract yourself with something else.
Right.
Because so much is going on at the time.
But knowing Frances at the cultural fest, doesn't really matter the circumstances. The crazy will come out. Right. When she told Lila off.
Oh, yeah. When she told Lila off. Once again, at this time, I mean, even if the crazy does come out, it's going to have to draw back immediately, because she knows it's about Lila. She knows she's at her birthday. Like, even in that moment, she kind of was like, whoa, like, immediately. So it's kind of like an immediate thing that if you're around friends, your friends are going to kind of let you have it out a little bit. And
you don't want to be on your best behavior.
Yeah. So in this occasion, she had to be on her best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They both kind of did, because she knew she was a mom, mm-hmm. too. So they both kind of had to be on their best behavior. And if anything felt awkward or tension-wise, then she was able to, like, separate herself far across the room or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or at least make it look like her cool was kept together, because she already thinks she's crazy. So if she's like, oh, well, I'm, you know, I meet you in this setting, I'm really not crazy, I get to show you the good side of me before I show you the crazy side of me.
Right.
So you can say, yeah, she's kind of crazy, but she has a good side too, because when I met her, you know. So I do feel like it was the perfect situation.
I think you convinced me.
I still don't think so.
If you were Frances, how would you, like, try to finagle it? Like a part, like
dance? I would have done a party.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't have gotten the kids
late,
involved.
Early. Yeah. It's a hard situation either way. Especially with kids involved. If they had no kids, she would never have to see him again. She would never have to know who Jackie is. It would be like a clean... I'm not saying kids aren't a blessing. People love them. She's probably glad she had them, but... No offense, but I'm just... It just really shows how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
And how strong parents have to be. Even when they're hurting, they just have to be strong for their kids. It's amazing. Okay, then we have Jackie whip around on the ice like a little speed skater and introduce herself. And at first it went really well. I mean, they were kind of joking, you know, Frances even apologized about the car. Like, you didn't know my son was a felon. Ha ha. They're smoking and joking. Everything's fine until Jackie says that she knows that they slept together in Ohio. And then she says, but it meant nothing to Robert. He told me. And I totally get it. And I know I just was like, what is Jackie's motivation? Why did she say that? If she's really confident with Robert and she's really confident that he and Frances are truly over, she wouldn't have said anything. She would have just introduced herself. But it was almost like what was her motivation? Like, she felt like she had to let her know, I know that you slept together and don't think that you're back in, and you know, this is my territory now. So I just thought it was a little revealing of Jackie, who seems otherwise pretty confident. Like, oh, she'll love me. Everybody loves me. It was revealing, I thought. What did you guys think?
Hold on, let me say this. I really love Jackie because I can feel myself as a kid. That's why I think I love her so much, because I definitely feel her as a character. She said that because she reached in what I like to call the petty bag. She reached in the petty bag and she said, listen, because she already told us that Robbie called her crazy. She knows that she's the one who divorced him. She knows about the affair. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she knows all of these things. So she reached into the petty bag and said, oh, I know, but it meant nothing. And so, you know, I know that nothing between you guys will ever really happen because thank you. And then she said it. Thank you for divorcing him. She was like, thank you. And she said, why? And she was like, because you divorced him. And I just felt like that was so great. That was a great petty bag. Like, she reached into the petty bag.
So it's good to reach into it. Sometimes you have to reach into the petty bag.
Sometimes you have to reach into the petty bag to let them know, like, hey, like, this is
I can reach into the petty bag.
Yeah, this
put you in your place.
We have open communication. I'm not sure what y'all had, but we have open communication. So just know, anything you tell him, anything you do with him, he's going to probably tell me.
Yeah.
So don't think that just because y'all slept together, you're back in.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty petty moment that I loved.
Yes, but you agree, it was Jackie. Petty.
It was very petty. But,
petty,
you know,
but strategic.
Yeah, because she did it so classy. Mm. She got out on the ice. She knew Robert couldn't come out there. Right. She had a little cute conversation with her at first. And then she reached down in the petty bag and was like, oh, I know you guys slept together. Thank you for divorcing him. He's a great guy, and I want him all to myself. And just because you slept together does not mean that you're getting back together.
Right.
Just want to let you know that.
Right.
So I felt like it was a great petty moment. I loved it. It was needed. Needed, because I just feel like Frances is getting off. Like, Robert is just one of those guys who are just go with the flow type guy. And she gets off on him. Like, she gets away with so much with him, and it just annoys me a little bit. So I felt like her having that little competition to say, listen, I'm a woman who knows herself, and mm-hmm. I'm a stable woman, and I actually appreciate this man, and mm-hmm. you don't.
Right.
I loved it. Thank you, Miss Jackie, because that was cute. Okay, that was the petty bag moment. And I loved it.
What did you think?
I have mixed feelings about it. I think it's a little psychotic. A little bit. I think it's the epitome of the petty bag. Like, she's reaching really deep in there. You know, I mean, to do that at you know, Frances's daughter's birthday party in the middle of the rink, you know, it's literally why I was like, no, Frances, don't invite her to the birthday party. You are literally airing out your dirty laundry mm-hmm. for everyone to see, you know?
But she kept it cute.
But at the same time, okay, this is what I'm saying, I feel mixed emotions. I do think that she did need to, you know, draw her territory and lay it in the sand, because Frances, you know, clearly doesn't know boundaries. You know?
Right.
she doesn't know boundaries when it comes to Robert. Like, yeah. She just feels like, well, I'm in your life and I've been your wife, but you forgot you were the one who divorced mm-hmm. him. You were the one who had the affair.
Right.
You were actually the one who wanted to hook up with Julian right. and leave your husband
mm-hmm.
for this other man.
Right. Right. And to piggyback on that, I mean, she doesn't know boundaries in life either. You know, showing up at that artist's apartment at 1 o'clock in the morning. The whole thing with changing the potential contract for this, you know, artisanship job that she had last season. You know, she does crazy stuff like this all the time mm-hmm. where she has no boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. She needed to be checked.
She showed up in checked. Ohio when yeah. he didn't want her to. So yeah. Jackie's hearing all of this and being like, she didn't appreciate him the whole marriage. She cheated on him. She wanted a divorce.
Now you sleep now with him.
Flies to Ohio and sleeps with him. Like, I need to let her know that we tell each other right. everything. So this is a healthy right.
this
relationship.
Has been cute.
This is not right. happening.
Not happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
I loved it. I felt like it did. It let Francis know. Listen, I am here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, she is. I'm hoping that she is.
Yeah, she's a good character.
I am
character.
Here. Yeah, yeah. I am here to stay, and I just want to let you know in a nice way because we are at a party. Like I said, the party right. keeps it cute.
Because
mm-hmm. if she would have said that, and a Frances would have had a moment around her friends because she's very comfortable around them, that could have got very ugly. But mm-hmm. because it was the birthday party, she kept right. it real cute.
Yeah,
she kept
on the ice.
Right,
crazy. Right.
And I drinking. Right. And I loved it. I loved that she solidified her position. And she was just like, listen, honey, you have a lot going on. And it sounds like you're a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide to do whatever you feel like it. Thank you for being in Ohio for him. He needed that. And I know you guys slept together, but it meant nothing. So... Mm. As I see him every day, and we do dinners, and he cooks for me, and all of this stuff, like, I found it great. I was like, yes.
And, you could just see Francis thinking, like, you know, he's like a shiny new toy now. He looks so different in somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know.
You always want what you can't have.
Yeah. It's like her trash is now Jackie's treasure. And did you feel a little bad for Francis when...
Uh-huh. No.
When she's cleaning up the party, the kids are like, we're going to get a ride with Dad. Dad, Jackie, happy little family takes off and she's left with the leftover cake and the trash.
Because all of this resulted in her mess. All of this was a result of her confusion, her mess, and her no boundaries. And that was her fault. So now she's reaping the consequences and she doesn't want to be responsible for the consequences because they don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. That's like, what happens when you cheat, serve it. Want a divorce.
Exactly. Right. You served it, so you got a dish of it back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about it. Like,
oh, I always feel a little sympathy for the villain.
I do too. I feel a little sympathy for anyone I can identify with, like a human emotion. But like we've all had regrets.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, you just have to learn from it and move forward. But I felt bad in like the identifying like that regretful feeling. It's
mm-mm.
awful.
Mm-mm. I do not feel bad for her at all. She
even
needs to move
on.
Even
when she's like holding the bag of wrapping paper.
That's what she wanted. She screamed to have this.
Yeah.
Literally acted a fool
because she
to
thought
have
she would
this.
Be there. At, like, fast forward to Lila's birthday. She thought she would be there with Julian. Well, you're not.
Right.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
So she dished it out, and the energy you put in the stuff is the energy you get back from it. So that's what happens when you put out that, like... You literally were going to leave your husband, and then as soon as Julian said no, you were all off like, oh, no, I want to save our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
that, no, you can't do stuff like that.
Yeah,
right. And this is my thing, I don't feel bad for her because if the shoe was on the other foot and that was Robert who did that, nobody would feel bad for Robert because he's a man.
Right.
Oh, he's a man. All you know, that's how men are. And so, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for her.
Yeah, she's paying for it completely. I almost kind of forget. Doesn't last season feel a little like the tone? I was reading an article like about how the tone is so different from last
season.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It really is much lighter this season that it almost feels like I kind of forget last season. Some, you know, like I remember the facts, but I almost forget the feeling of I didn't have sympathy for her last season, but I have sympathy for her now. I almost forget that she cheated. I almost forget some of that stuff, right?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio, too, but is I feel like I'm in quality? Between you guys.
Mm. That you never forget?
Never forget and never have an in-between, like a gray. Like, it's always black or white, yes or no. Like, it's just very cut and dry.
Oh, I'm a Libra, like through and through the scales. I'm like, well, no one.
Yeah,
one
no.
Here. It's I'm so
like,
funny.
I'm a hard Scorpio, like the six, right in the middle. Like we're here, we are. Like,
is that your number? Like the number of
November the sixth. Oh, yeah. So it's just one of those things where I'm like, nope, don't feel bad because if it like I said in society, if the shoe was on the other foot as a man, he would like he oh, would that be reminds, like
yes, that's you know, so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. That reminds me of one other thing I had in my notes. Sorry. When Robert and Nick were talking.
Yeah,
about,
of course.
Yes, I totally forgot that. Sorry. Rewinding a little bit. Robert and Nick were outside at, you know, Nick and outside by the pizza oven discussing when the wives should meet. And Nick tells this ridiculous story about how, you know, they should never meet and how, do you see this scar? This was from when Carolyn and Diane met at Jurassic Park 3D. I never knew 3D glasses could slice like this. And Robert said, I never thought of Carolyn as a stabber. And Nick said, they all are.
Yes.
And I was like, no, all women are. No, all human beings can if they're crazy. But if you have reasonable people.
Well, that's just a stereotype that women that right. women are, you know, given by men is that she was crazy, you know, and
exactly.
the guy was a jerk. Yeah.
Which I did not appreciate.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's this stereotype that the women, that men are like the cheaters and they like, you know, want to have sex with everything. And
right.
that the women are emotional and crazy and will like stab you with a 3D glasses.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah, okay. So I wasn't the only one who was like, that's not right. I
feel like there's a crazy in every woman.
There's a crazy in every human.
Every person.
Yeah, every person, period. But there is, men tend to bring it out of you, but there is a crazy, I feel like, in every woman, especially when it comes to relationships. Because we're more emotional in relationships, I feel. And so
yeah,
it brings it out even of the best.
Yeah.
Of them.
Yeah. If I had to stereotype, I think like women are, can get crazy, like kind of crazy in the sense of just like wanting to lash out at that person that hurt them. And men would just go out and like drink with their friends and have sex with somebody.
Or be more reclusive. Yeah. Or be more reclusive. Like, yeah. So,
yeah.
So, like,
I mean, but I don't know. It depends on the person.
It does.
Yeah. It's all tendency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the person. I saw a meme, though, that's so funny that you're both Scorpios. Did you see that meme that said, use a condom on February 14th?
Yes,
yeah,
because no you Scorpios. Don't want any
exactly.
more Scorpios.
Scorpios
exactly.
in the world.
I was birthday. Super offended whoever made that because I'm a great, wonderful Scorpio.
You have
thank
two
you very
wonderful
much.
Scorpios here to whoever made that. When's your birthday?
My birthday is 3 days before hers.
Oh, funny.
Oh, is it?
Oh, November 3rd.
That's my cousin's birthday. Mm. I'm October 3rd.
Oh.
I don't know when Miriam's birthday is. So we've got two Scorpios and a Libra. Tweet us if you're in defense of Scorpios. And then lastly, we see Tom come out of the bathroom followed by Jackie's daughter. Oh, my God. Okay, I know in Clueless, Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd get together at the end and it's her stepbrother. I'm not comfortable with that. I just think it's like, it
weird.
Just kind of grossed me out. Like, what if they got married? It's so weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, technically, it's not blood. It is kind of weird.
Know.
But it's not
it's
blood.
It's not, right. Like, I know it's fine. Like, it happened at the end of Clueless, which is my prime example. But it's just not, it just feels weird. Are you uncomfortable with it?
This is going to be the test of their relationship.
Yeah.
Because their relationship seems so solid right now. She's so cool. And it's, like, so good for him. This is going to be the test.
So yeah. Did they actually have sex in the bathroom?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, you think?
So that was his Tom's first time, too.
Oh,
right?
My.
I think, well, yeah.
The way he acted, that had to
I
be his first time.
I think there was a buildup, though, because they did something at school.
Yeah, they left school together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this would probably technically
right.
be his virgin
maybe it was heavy petting before and then, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
All the way.
She was fast.
So Tom is really grateful that Jackie came into his father's
yes.
life. He drove a Tesla. He had sex. He he's a new man.
Yes.
Because of Jackie. Yeah, that's creepy and like gross. So we see it next week, so we might as well get to previews.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Thank you. Well, based on the previews, we know that this comes to a head. Comes to a head.
Definitely.
What else? What do you predict?
Oh, I mean, I always think that Diane's going to cheat on Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're waiting for that.
I'm waiting for Tony Silver Creek to come back.
Oh,
he's not going to come back.
I don't think so. Really? But maybe.
No. I think they've also kind of glossed over that Diane cheating.
Oh, yeah. Right. They kind of glossed over Dallas.
They did.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't think he's going to come back, like, full-fledged, but I think they might, like, just have him pop in.
Yeah, he's
like
going to pop in.
At the end.
Yeah, he didn't die.
Right.
I don't know.
So we think Jackie's going to go crazy when she finds out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that this is a test for their relationship, like we get into an argument, but it doesn't break us type thing.
Right.
And because Jackie seems very, like, strong-minded. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that it just doesn't break their relationship.
Yeah.
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 It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Such a good show. I can't believe we're up to episode 5 already.
I know.
Good season. Thank you, writers. We love you, despite some of the things
the glossing over.
Right, the glossing over.
Like, major situations sometimes.
Yes.
And we look forward to next week. In the meantime, where can we find you?
I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Monique.Loveless. Sorry, it's new, so yes. I had to get used to it.
Monique.Loveless.
Monique.Loveless.
And I'm Katie Foley. You can still find me, but not follow, stalk me. Stalk me, that's the word. You can follow me at Katie Did What Now?
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com. Thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.